Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome, welcome everybody, and happy new year. I'm Tomas Garza, your host of Decide to Transform, and I am excited today because today, the very first show of the year 2020, we have our very first guest teacher on the show. Now, this is someone that I am very good friends with. I will introduce her in a moment, but this is a thing that I would like to do every now and then is bring on guest teachers. So today is just the first, and I'm very excited to introduce our guest teacher for today. This is Lisa Berry. Lisa has joined me from Ontario. Lisa is the host of Light on Living on Om Times Radio. She has been in podcasting for several years and is a life coach and also a podcast trainer. And you can catch Light on Living, her show, on Om Times Radio on Monday at noon Eastern Time. So every Monday, and Lisa interviews people from all over the world and has done this show internationally, and it's a lot of fun. So she is also a lot of fun and has a great topic for us today. So without further ado, help me welcome Lisa Berry. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I could not imagine a better, like, just happier space to be to welcome in the new year and share, like, this conversation with you all about our topic, which I won't spill the beans yet.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you. It's great to have you here. And this is just something that's a lot of fun for me to be able to take the role of a facilitator or an interviewer or a guide, and those of you know that have listened to the first few shows here that it's often me sharing from my own experience, but it's a lot of fun to take a look at other people's experiences, and we get to have Lisa in here with her experience. And the topic today is self-talk transformation. Self-talk transformation, it's a great topic. And in fact, the title of the show is Self-Talk Transformation, Talk Yourself Out of Failure and Into Success. So, Lisa, this is such a wonderful topic. How did you decide on this topic for today's show?
Well, the first thing that came up for me was that you and I both love to talk. and it's not just talking for talking. And I would love to share that during this show about that specifically. That will come later. But what made me think of this is really we are either our own best friends or our enemies. And it all starts in our thoughts and what's going on up there. So I know that I had to become my best friend versus my enemy in my own mind and what I was thinking and turning over and over and over in that head, because I thought, I don't like the way my life is looking on the external part, but I knew it was different in my head. And I thought, what the heck is going on? Now, clearly there's a little bit of a message isn't being received here. So I really had to start being aware of what I was saying to myself, what I was believing in what I was saying, and then what I was acting on. And so hence self-talk transformation was born.
All right. I love it. Now, is there a particular incident or an occurrence that came up that made you really get a lot of energy around this and start thinking about it in the way that you have? Was there some sort of circumstance that arose for you that caused you to really, really hone in on this?
It was actually, and you know, I love that you said specifically, was there energy around this? That's actually my mind chatter. My mind chatter isn't so much, at first I wasn't thinking negative or positive, it was just so much. It was mind chatter all the time, overwhelming, and I would get And what it really came from was a lot of excitement. It wasn't really so much fear and judgment. You know, when I first started looking at this, it really was an overwhelm of excitement. And what you said earlier in your Facebook Live there, exuberance. And it would get so much for me that I would, like, I literally, my feet lift off the ground and my heart starts pounding. And it got so, and I'm going to say bad, it got bad at one point that I would start hyperventilating. And then I would pass out. And I thought, oh my God, it's like I've just swallowed a helium balloon. And so what, because it was so creative and I couldn't get it out and time didn't move fast enough for me. And I wasn't catching up with time. I just couldn't do enough and I was getting stressed. Therefore, then now all the negative things came. Like I felt like I was a failure because I wasn't accomplishing things and I couldn't get things done on time. And I used to be late for everything. And the moment and the instant really was, I was in my kitchen. This is, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe 10, yeah, okay. 15. And I was in my kitchen and I was trying to make food. But I couldn't because I wanted to do all three things at the same time. And I literally had like a stutter in my whole body. Like, Lisa, wow. You can't do all three. You can't crack the egg and whisk it and get the, like, you just can't be all three places. And I almost just started to break down and cry. And I didn't know what to do. So I called my mom. And in that moment, she just said, just breathe for a second. And I didn't even know how to just breathe at that second. And she goes, because she knew I couldn't tell her even what was going on because I couldn't even form words. And so she just was present with me. And that's what I want to bring up, the number one right away about mind chatter is to just, I know it's hard to stop and be present, but even if you're still swirling, is to be present going, wow, there is so much in there and I can't go on like this. And I'll express some of the things that were happening to me. I was getting completely physically fatigued because of my thoughts. Like my brain was exhausting me. Okay. And my relationships were struggling because I couldn't focus on what people were saying to me because I was already thinking, I didn't mean to interrupt all the time, which I still kind of do, but only because I'm like jumping like 1,000 steps ahead and I already know what they're going to, you know, like we all say, oh, I already know what you're going to say and I want to respond. So really was that moment with my mother in the kitchen of me having a mental, literal breakdown of why can't I do everything all right now together at the same time? So that's where this all started from.
Oh, okay. Well, and that was 15 years ago then, you said.
My mom's been passed for 5 years, so I know it was about 10 years before that because I really got a handle on a lot of it. Like I'm really aware and know what to do now. So I'm thinking, yeah, she must have helped me out that long ago.
Okay. Yeah, well, and it's interesting that people come to this subject from so many different backgrounds because everybody has a unique set of experiences that leads them to this.
Yes.
And people that meditate are drawn to that by certain experiences, some of them highly adverse and stressful, as you mentioned. And you mentioned the concept of mind chatter specifically. Mm-hmm. So tell us more about that and why the term mind chatter, and are there certain types of that in your mind?
In my mind? Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I started thinking, so when the moment came where I thought I better start really being, so I think from that conversation with my mother, the first thing, number one thing that helped me was because I had to express, not just talk, I had to express to someone else outside of my head what was going on. It slowed me down, which is really important when, you know, even right now I'm going to slow down my speech just so I can express this. Like I really want to go blah, blah, blah. But you think, okay, if I want to interact with someone else, if I want to accomplish things and things, I really do need to slow down and focus. And I know there's going to be so many benefits to it. So in that moment of having to express it to her, it really made me have to identify each thought. Like, what was I thinking? What was stressing me out? What was going on? What did I need to have done? So, like, why? So it was a lot of what kind of conversation is necessary when we are having so much mind chatter and it's causing these negative effects. We go, what is it? So I've kind of went through it and I thought, wow, there's kind of a few different types of mind chatter. And a lot of them which we can first come up to, well, not, I won't put them in any order, but some of them is the debate. Like okay. they're You're having this debate in your mind, and really what is you're trying to say, well, prove that you, like, this is all to yourself, like in your mind, or you might be having a conversation that you'd like to have with somebody else, but you haven't had it yet, or you're anticipating you're going to go for a raise from your boss, you got to break up with somebody, you got to quit, like. And it's like, well, or even trying to make a decision on to buy a product or not, or join a business. Well, prove to me that this is a value. Prove to me it works. Prove to me that you're not going to break my trust again. Like, there's all these prove, debates. And that's really comes from a defensive, not negative, because we do want proof and we do want evidence, but it doesn't come from a loving, compassionate, understanding, cooperative position. So we'll leave that there, because we'll talk about the turnarounds in a bit. But then so that's the proving one. And the other one is kind of like asking, like, the why. Like, we get stuck on why. We always make jokes about why little kids always asking, well, why?
Right.
And that's like a never-ending circle of questions. And there's always a why to a why to a why. And you need to stop the loop and saying, at what point will I come up with an answer, doesn't need to be the answer, but an answer that can at least stop me in my tracks of asking why in a circle?
Yes. Okay. And that's important, that distinction between an answer and the answer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There is no the answer, because every time you have evidence or proof or come to a conclusion, it does lend to the next kind of, of why. By the way, that's called the interview. So the first one to, you know, prove it to me is like the debate. And then I call this one the interview style. Like, you're asking all these questions. And like, and also my favorite thing is also, too, sometimes we get stuck in our own mind chatter about figuring out why somebody else did something. And it's like, well, why did they do that? Well, when did they do that? When should I do that? You know? So I'm really wanting to help just identify all these kind of mind chatters for people, because they might not even know that, you know, some people can have a really cluttered house, but it's not cluttered to them.
Right. It looks fine. In fact, it looks clean.
Yes. And it's all there and they can see it and it's all organized. But really, there's just what I like to say is there's no mind space.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the mind space, really why we want to have mind space, I thought about this. I thought, what would be the one question that people would really, you know, be compelled to explore, kind of thing. But when it comes to mind chatter, it's usually because you are trying to make a decision. And I came to the question as, is your decision your desire? So when you finally make a decision. You and I talked about this the other day, because I was having mind chatter and struggle, and I've been having mind chatter and struggle about a decision that I have made, but it wasn't my desire for a couple months now, which is crazy that we do. But sometimes, you know, that people actually go through, and this is where mind chatter can even come from, is that there are people that I know, even in my own life, who have stayed in marriages, relationships for decades. Yes. So should I stay? Should I go? And they still haven't made the decision, or they've made the decision, but it wasn't their desire.
Yes, and that is it's a very good example with the relationships where it seems to me, I've seen the same thing, where people are just comfortable enough on the outside, but internally there is a real struggle going on. And I hesitate to use the word struggle in most of life, but it's a debate, it is an interview, it's everything all wrapped into one, and it's very common, without a doubt. Yeah, and so tell us more. This listeners, guys, this is a question that Lisa and I, as she mentioned, have been talking about for a couple of months now, but say some more about this question. Is your decision your desire?
That one. And you know, that literally has, I can't remember who I was listening to. I love listening to podcasts. Oh, that just jogged my mind. So generally people listen to podcasts. I know I listen to a podcast because I need an answer. I need an answer. I need guidance. I want to be inspired. I want to learn something. But it really is, when I want to learn something, it's because I have a question. I need to make a decision about something. I'll just share my own personal life. So, I want to learn more about intermittent fasting. because okay. I was, just wasn't going to jump into starving myself. So I was like, no, I need to learn about this. And so I turned to podcasts. And whoever else right now, all the listeners, they wanted to learn something. Maybe it's they want to learn something about you, Tomas, or myself, Lisa, or generally, not really. They wanted to learn about Mind Chatter because they're recognizing that this is something that they would love to have support in and guidance on or do better at. And so then I was like, I really want this to serve them. And so when this question came up about, like, is your decision your desire? And when you say your desire, it's like the only thing that we do in life every day is make decisions to make ourselves self-serving, make ourselves feel better. And right. really we're trying to feel better on the path to happiness. We're not going to make a decision and then be happy. We're making a decision to feel better than where we are as we get towards our happiest self. That's a lifelong process, right?
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah. And so when I was thinking about, like, is our decision your desire? So here's a neat, okay, you guys can not even listen after this, but basically it is if your decision is not your desire, that's not the decision to make at the time. It's a decision, but it's definitely not the decision if it's not your desire.
Yes. And that's really a helpful way of taking a look at it, isn't it? It's not the decision to make because we're all confronted with so many. So as far as the types of mind chatter, what we've got, or we have the debate, the prove it, just summarizing for you, and for the listener here, an interview is always asking why. And this is something that there's been a lot of energy around in comments. And in fact, we have a really excellent listener question that we will take in just a few minutes on the other side of our commercial break here. There's a lot of energy around this topic because we all recognize that sometimes we are in our own way. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we'll take listener questions and Lisa will tell us more about working through mind chatter. Stay with us right here, guys. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tomas Garza, and thank you for joining us here on Decide to Transform. I have got my very first co-host and guest teacher, Lisa Berry, with me today, and Lisa's taking us through mind chatter. Before the break, we talked about a couple different types of mind chatter, and where we're headed with this is Lisa will take us through the transformation of mind chatter from not helpful to helpful, which is very, very important. But there's been a lot of energy around this topic on social media. There's been a lot of energy around it in comments and emails that I've received, and I've got a really wonderful listener question that one of y'all, the listeners, wants to ask Lisa. Lisa, are you ready for this?
All right, I'm in the hot seat.
Absolutely. This is fun. And by the way, guys, this is something that I love to do here on the show. Feel free to send me an email, tomas@tomasgarza.com, and you can have your show, your question, rather, aired right here on the show. Or send me a message if we're connected on Facebook. All right, since Lisa's on the hot seat, this question is really, really interesting, and it involves a technique that people use for working through mind chatter and calming the mind. And as you mentioned before the break, slowing down has been really, really important in your own life and in your own experience. And this question is from Jamie from Colorado, who says, I've been trying to meditate, and I find it hard. Okay. Why do you think it's so difficult for people to commit to it when it's supposed to be so incredibly beneficial for opening up headspace? Why do you suppose it's so difficult to commit to a practice like meditation that's supposed to be so good for you? Jamie, thank you for the question. Lisa, what do you think?
Yes, thank you, Jamie. And I love that they used headspace. That's crazy. I just got that word before the show. So that's fun. I must have heard that question. I was like in my mind, you know, like through the airwaves. I love it. I can personally help you with this one because that has been, if you can, you can probably tell that that would be one of my challenges. I remember my first yoga meditation class. I thought I was going to explode on the inside, first of all, having to sit still and also being as, okay, so this is great. I'm going to break this down for a few ways. I think the challenge can also come if we do not have our environment set up. We just talked really briefly about, you know, somebody has a cluttered home or something like that, but it really, and I know that when I'm around other people who are really, even if their thoughts are busy and they're not saying anything out loud, if they're unsettled, if they're busy, then it's very difficult for me to slow down as well. We tend to match other people. We talk, you know what I mean? Like, mirror. Mm-hmm. And so I would say in general, if you look at your entire world, now see, my world was, at that point, 100% crazy pants, like all over the place. And even if I got it to 80%, I think anybody would agree that that would be tricky to step into a whole new world. It's like a person, like my sister walks extremely slow, like very slow. And it's hard for me just to slow down to even walk along with her, just as it would be very difficult for her to jog alongside me. Right. And so first, number one thing, I would prepare yourself to do this. Just like I was talking about intermittent fasting. You don't just jump into something with meditation. I think a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to sit down for 20 minutes or even 5 minutes. But it's not just about doing the act, right? It's not just about slowing your mind down. It's about looking at your environment. So environment would not just be, okay, your location, your place, the people who are around you. What situation did you just step out of? If you've just come from a work environment or a heated conversation or an exciting movie, you've got to take the time to adjust and move your way into that meditation class. That's why it is good to have a consistent time if you can set that up, you know, and have a practice. Mm-hmm. I know you would agree with that one. But it has but the bookends have to be a gentle, allowing you to move into that slowly. And now you've got your external environment. Now you've really got to prepare your internal thing. If you're just, like I said, if you just come from, you're working on a really complex problem the movement and the preparation of your environment, and then now your physiology, like your body, like your
So I loved, so when I used to start meditation, I had to use, I used drum music.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I just needed a beat. I couldn't have like music because then I'd be thinking about the music. And then, oh, that's a nice flute. What about that flute? Oh, did they paint that flute by hand? And what's, you know? So you really have to know where your mind's going to wander. And you also have to, and I love this thing, designate it, book it, put in your calendar, let everybody know that you are unavailable and that you actually block that time off. And my this is a big secret. I can't believe I'm going to share this on air, but this is my favorite place to go to meditate, and I'll share why. It's the bathroom.
Okay.
I go into a nice small space. I feel very comforted and cozy. I close the door. People generally don't bother you when you're in there. They know you're busy, right? But it's that closed space for me, and there's not much else to look around or do or see. I'm not looking at like, oh God, I should, you know, oh, there's a thing on the carpet I should vacuum, or I'm in the bathroom, you know, you're just in there. And self-transformation talk actually helps when you're in there because you can look in the mirror. But if you can bring, you know, a little, like your phone or something that you can hear, like just drum music, just drum beats to allow you to gently get in there and say, I'm going in there for 10 minutes. Don't even make it 10, make it 5. But something, and just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, and do your breathing. And because I know that the breath work is really important to me. Oh, Tomas, may I share one of my funny, surprising techniques? And it's not exactly breathing.
You most certainly may. We'd love to hear it.
All right. So, and I'm just going to let a kitty cat in. Here we go. Lucy. Lucy likes to make appearances when I do shows. So here's the thing. Hi, Lucy. So here's the neat thing for everybody. This helps me for preparation, Jamie, if you're listening. I know this sounds like, what? No, that's not going to help. But I'm telling you, it might. A lot of us. Are shallow breathers, quick breathers, not very deep breathers at all. And it's new to take a deep breath, right? Like, how do you take, like, there's not even a space in there. Actually, your chest might feel so tight and go, like, I just can't. I don't even have that capacity to take in air.
Uh-huh.
So the other day, I think I got angry. I'm saying that right on air. I got angry about something. I wanted to scream because, you know, I was dealing with technology. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I understand.
Yeah. So I was getting, and I was like, what? And my face felt so tight. Like I wanted to make a grimace. What's that word? A face, like a squished up face. And just scream. So what I did was I just blew out my air really hard. Like instead of a yell, I just, just forcefully, like I was blowing up a balloon.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, wow. Like everybody, as soon as, like, if you can't even do it, try it right now. But even when you're not listening, just like get into your car. Like here's another great place, like a smaller space that's private and feels like you're all concealed. And just like puff up your cheeks and just blow straight out. Oh my gosh. The comfort, the calmness that I had, all that pent-up energy, just like the release from that was so incredible that actually now I started laughing actually after. Because I thought, well, that's fun. That's quiet. I can do that anywhere. And I was able to center myself just from that release.
How wild. Okay. Now, is there a specific name for this technique?
I'm just calling it blowing. You're not supposed to breathing. Yeah. The blowing technique.
No.
Okay. Lisa's signature.
This is interesting. Yeah, because there are so many techniques. And Jamie, if you're here listening right now, there are plenty of resources available for people that are interested in meditating. There are apps that you can use, such as Insight Timer, Headspace, and there are many more where you can play music, you can actually set a timer on the app, or you can set a timer individually on your phone or a stopwatch or something like that. So Lisa, do you use any of these in meditation practice at all?
I don't. However, like I said, the drum music, but you know, you just raised a huge reminder and point to me is that number one thing, I also have a very difficult time with doing any kind of meditation or headspace is I can't do it when there's anybody else in the house. And And that's a big, because, and you know what it is because I think, well, even like right now with the cats, I'm like, okay, they might need me or something, or if anybody else is going to, or I don't want them to hear my music. I don't want them to know what I'm doing, or this is a special sacred thing to me and I don't want to be, maybe your family members think you're nuts for meditating. I don't know. So
mine do.
Yeah.
So I can tell you that.
It makes it the mind chatter starts then. She's like, well, I'll just do it when I'm alone, or I'll just do it then. So it really is about feeling comfortable. So yes, if an app, I think apps are incredible for a lot of people. Use them for helping you to fall asleep like that. I myself don't. Mine really is setting my environment and setting my body to a pace. I love the mirroring thing because actually I'm going to quote this again from one of somebody guests I had it's like borrowed belief. I need to borrow somebody else's calmness first.
Sure. Okay.
Maybe the earth's, or my grounding. Maybe I need to go out and hug my tree, talk to my tree, something, you know, something just very grounding that's not crazy in their thoughts. And just with the self-talk transformation, the whole point, when I think about what is the point of self-talk transformation, it really is to try, and you expressed this so perfectly in your post and in the show description, is that the whole point of self-talk transformation is to take you from a place of not feeling so great about yourself and having the conversation in your head that is putting you down and not serving you, and to transform it into something that is not just positive and uplifting, but encouraging, validating. Like the tiniest of things, you got to find those things. And if you don't have the space, and that's why they're saying meditation or just even silence, like, but not silence, because a lot of people can have a lot going on in their heads and they're not saying anything. You think, wow, they're a quiet person. Well, meanwhile, they could be the loudest in their head. They could have the mom. You're like, oh, that's a sneaky one. Right.
All silent people, you know. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
And that's interesting, isn't it? Because you think, oh, wow, that person talks a lot, so they must have so much going on in their heads. Well, generally, you know, no, we've already spat it all out. It's all out there. Everybody sees it.
Yeah, and then you could have the exact opposite, where someone rarely spats out anything, but their mind is racing just as fast.
Yes, and that's why this is so important with the mind chatter. And bringing it to success, you know, in the title there, the subtitle. A clear mind does lead you to success, because when you have so much mind chatter, it's very difficult to make a decision, or a decision to stick with, or a decision that you feel good, which we talked about, you being your desire.
Yes.
And success usually means that you have a heart's desire and you either get to achieve it, witness it, experience it, see it. But when that mind chatter is just going, there's so, I don't want to say failure, but you're not reaching many, you're not even reaching decisions, let alone goals, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where the clearer the mind, the more on purpose the mind. And here's what I wrote it down because I knew I wanted to say to select your thoughts, but I have a little word. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Okay. So I imagined, you do the blowing it, like you do whatever you need to do to kind of get into that moment of like, whew, okay, my shoulders are dropped, my belly feels a little bit calmer, it doesn't have those butterflies. We talk about what butterflies are in a moment, actually, and I'm going to write that down. We want to select and direct.
Okay.
It is so important. Yeah, select and direct your thoughts. Okay. And here it is. As soon as a thought comes up, and I get a negative like, whoop, that doesn't make me feel good, I don't want to select it. Don't select that thought that makes you feel yucky. And I'm going to be bold and harsh, and I'll put a little warning on this thing right now. But when I see, I'm scrolling on Facebook, you got to really select and direct, because I know for me, one little image that will disturb me, I'm going to think about it all day and the next day, and it really affects me, right? Maybe something that angers you, or, you know, just gets you going. Oh, yeah. That's mind chatter too, right? Because there's no resolve. You're angry. You're upset. You can't go in and fix, you know, an animal that's been hurt or something right away. And it just drives you crazy. That's how my mind goes. So I decided that I was like, yeah, I'm gonna really be the boss. I'm going to be in the chair, and I'm going to select, and then I'm going to direct. So a thought comes in. I go, serves me, doesn't serve me, does it have anything to do with my desire? Okay, it does. It gets to stay. If it doesn't, out it goes. And how do you do that? You literally direct that thought elsewhere and you redirect and you think is something, like I literally, even my mouth will say, I'll see something and I'll go blah, 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 blah. Like I was like, no. Okay. And then you can't, okay. It's going to flash back for a couple seconds, you know, maybe somebody says something to you and you get so angry about it, but then you think, okay, that person said something to me once. I saw that thing once, but please brain, you are not allowed to witness it 1,000 more times because it will harm you and you'll never reach success if you are stuck on those. So select and direct, select and direct.
I love it. All right, select and direct every moment of every day because our thought stream is constant. So what else has worked for you to direct your thoughts elsewhere? If you have a thought that doesn't make you feel good, now what other techniques have you used and what's worked for you to redirect?
Okay, so redirect is, I always remind myself right away if there's something going on that I don't like. And many people, every day we have, oh my gosh, thoughts about our image, you know, whether it's our weight, our hair, our body, our skin, all those things about our image, that it could be about our career, it could be about our finances and our money. I'm not making enough, I need to make more, I have so much debt, I was a fool, I invested it here, or I let somebody down, I didn't pay them back. Like, I mean, there's a lot around money, that because so many people have just emailed me, so I'm in my brain right now. And it could be about health, like, oh my God, how did I, as simple as, how did I get this flu or cold? I haven't had one in 10 years. What did I do that, you know, what was I, or why am I getting older? Why are, you know, a lot of people are trying to improve their physique and their health because they are preventing things. So best thing that I always do is I always come from right away knowing that I have the power, I'm all powerful to change anything in an instant with my thoughts.
Okay, I love that. I'm all powerful.
Every listener has that. It's not just me, Lisa Berry. This is you guys, everybody listening. Each and every one of us has the power to change anything and everything, literally. There's no boundaries here because it is all based on how you feel, how you're thinking, and that will lead to how you feel about it. And one of the practices I use, yes, I do this to even my own boyfriend and everything, I'll say, you can't think that way. You've got to stop. Just stop. You're making that up now. Yes. You're making that up now. And I'll say, okay, is that your outcome that you want? Well, no, but that's how it's going to go. You know, is usually a response. Well, how do you know? Well, you're going to make it go that way. So it's very important to the number one thing, say, never get, if you catch yourself, just say, okay, wait, is it really going that way? If it is, okay, great. I'm all powerful and I can change the way it's going to go, but always turn to how do I want it to go? How do I want it to go? What is my desire? What is it my desire? Even if it's as bold and hardcore heavy as an illness, a cancer, something, you know what? It's not going to do you any benefits to stick on that, like, this is going to go the worst ever. I know when I go to the doctors, they're going to give me this diagnosis. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but you've got to keep in your head and select the thoughts and direct the thoughts always towards all wellness, all powerful, always successful, and no matter what. Because you know what? Even right now, you know, even if I did have $100,000 debt and I lost my job or don't have a way of making income and I got sick and my family left me and all my cats died, I literally, the only thing I could really do, oh my gosh, we have commercial, I'm so sorry, the only thing we could really do is always think in, what do I want out of this situation? And I will stop right there to give you space. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not a problem, guys. We'll be right back and Lisa will share more of her techniques for transforming mind chatter. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a one-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm Tomas Garza, and you're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio with my very special guest and co-host, guest teacher Lisa Berry. Lisa, before the break, we were talking about techniques that you have used with people and yourself, very importantly, to transform your mind chatter, to move from a position of feeling badly or not so great about yourself to a happier, more energetic position. And you mentioned before the break, as far as our mind chatter goes, that you have a number of techniques that you have helped people with in your own professional practice. And you mentioned one of them before the show with the blowing of the breath. What are some of the others that you have used for our listeners' benefit here?
Okay. I'll use an example of one, but it's really, I'll use a few examples to explain this one. But this is such an awesome, awesome technique. So we're back to the mind chatter, just so everybody can connect again and really experience, so that you guys can identify when you're going through unhealthy and unserving mind chatter. The unhealthy and unserving mind chatter, and this is, you know, you might not have ever connected this, but it's when you can't remember things. And I'll tell you why, because when your mind is just, okay. Other people will, you know, make appointments with you, tell you things, share stuff with you, and you're like, I don't remember that, or I forgot that, or I can't believe I missed that appointment, or...
Oh, okay.
Because when, it really, mind chatter takes us away. It just removes you from being present. So in keeping that in mind, like you might recognize, okay, when you're on your way walking to do something and you're like, whoa, what was I doing? Generally, you're not remember what you were doing because you were got back in that mind, right? You're back and jumped back into the conversation. And,
yes. You
know, it's natural. We all kind of do that, but we'd like to try to stay focused. And so one of the things that I do use to focus, there's two things. We can focus by focusing on something else, or we can focus by literally not focusing, and I'll explain that. Focusing on something else specifically, I like numbers. I love numbers. I have a great relationship with them. But I've actually just been reintroduced, and I forgot that I used to play cards all the time. And so cribbage, right? Like cribbage, you got to count. You got to do it. Poker, you've got to organize. You have to stay so focused on that game. Yeah. Like, do you play cards?
Yeah.
Do you play poker or cribbage or euchre?
Mostly poker.
Okay.
I love it.
See, and so when you're playing poker, right, and especially if you've got, not in poker, but like if you've got a partner you're playing a game, that you really have to be present. You cannot have that mind chatter going on. Is that true for you?
No. Well, it is true, and the mind chatter comes up anyway.
Oh, does it? Okay. Well, we need a more challenging game for you then.
Yes,
so that's what one of the things is like, and maybe it's not numbers, maybe it's a puzzle, maybe it's a match, not numbers and counting with a card game, but like, I don't know why I'm using my sister's, because I think we grew up and we're different people. When her mind chatter, like if she were to, she doesn't like the math too much, but if she does, you know, like, can you flip over the cards and you try to find the match? So it's memory game.
Right.
Memory. It's something that's nothing to do with your life. You literally will end that game and have not, you know, specifically solved anything or accomplished anything or made any money or fixed any relationships, but it gives your mind a break to focus on something different. And when you work on something different, especially if you're doing the memory game or cards, you have an accomplishment of something. You have solved something. You concluded something.
Okay, right.
And it builds up the successes in your thing. So the other thing for me, too, is it's nothing to do with puzzles and games and cards. Is actually, I'm going to say spending time in nature, but for me it is the cats. Because I am, I don't know about anybody else's brain, but I feel like mine is hyperactive. But when I'm playing with the cats, I put my phone down, generally, and I just sit and think, what would they like to do right now? You know, do they just want to play? Do they want to play hide and seek? Do they want to go for a walk? I really just be present. And maybe you have a child, a baby. I mean, you have to be present with them to know what they're doing. So those things are like, just not escaping. It's just putting the pause. If you are focused on their mind chatter so much, you're probably not going to, you're not going to come to a solution. You're not going to come to a decision that's going to serve your desire.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And I like that terminology, serving and unserving. And you also mentioned a minute ago, focus on something. And you mentioned also not focusing. So say some more about that, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's not focusing. So that was the spend time in nature and animals, because you're focusing on that, but you're not really, there's nothing that you really need to solve or do. But I know that when I used to be a pet, like sitter, a dog walker back when I was, you know, 19, 20 or something like that. And I was going through with my, I'm a nutritionist. So I was taking my degree and I had to do, you know, homework and studies. And I thought, well, what's the best thing I could do that's not thinking, but I could still earn money, or I could, you know, sit with a cat and do some studying while I was sitting. And I found that I became so grateful for having that experience, because as I shared time with different animals and different locations, other people's homes, and I walked in different neighborhoods, it gave me a newness. I wasn't in the same rut. And really, mind chatter can get you in a rut, right? So if you, but I didn't want too much. I didn't want to be too stimulated and go out, you know, to a shopping mall or anything like that. So if you just, even sometimes to go for a drive, and just, because you have to pay attention to road signs and signals and driving correctly. So it takes your, it's not focusing, but it's focusing enough. Does that make sense what I said? It's not focusing, but it's okay.
Right. Yes. And some of the listeners, if you've been meditating for a long time, people often say focus on nothing or a particular object. And they're both techniques that you can use in meditation. One of the cool things that I want to point out is that meditation doesn't have to involve set specific periods of time where you're seated on a cushion in a room. This can be something that you do all of the time. And there's so many things that you've mentioned that have been really, really helpful. I hope that the listeners are taking a lot from this. You have mentioned to me a couple of other things that you do professionally to help people move from unserving mind chatter or unserving mental states to states that serve them. So, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so my favorite thing to do is scripting, script their language, script shifting.
Uh-huh.
And because really, you know so much of what somebody is thinking by the words they say and the vibration of which they say it.
Yes.
And that means you as well. So as you could even, don't use yourself, because you're yourself. It's hard to always observe yourself. But when you listen to somebody else speak, think, did I hear, they're saying they're happy, are they? Or they seem to talk about this subject a lot. Like people will always say, oh, you talk about your cats so much. Yes, because I have so much mind chatter about the cats. What are they doing? What are they thinking? Are they okay? Are they feeling I have an obsession? So everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. But it comes out in my conversation. So what I do with my clients is that I just listen to them, hear what's coming up for them,
ask, sure. Just like what you're doing with me, you're, you know, asking just a few questions, and literally what is on their mind will come out in that situation, because they're you ask one little question, what's concerning you right now? What are you trying to make a decision about? What would you love to do? Now, as soon as it comes out and it's slightly not serving, now I don't want to use the word negative, because negative can help. You need to know what is the negative side of the, of that thought, that you, whatever you're thinking. But it's back to the non-judging and going to, okay, to your desire. So when I'm hearing somebody say something, I think, okay, and we turn it around. I love just finding a way to, by changing the words, you literally change the feel, yes. What feels better, right? And right. Then as we climb that ladder, it's really awesome and it's really fun. And it becomes, I do it so much with myself and with others that it's easier for me. So that's why I love teaching it, because I've been there and I do it regularly. It's a practice for me. And I even do it, this is just kind of a secret, but I will tell everybody on air. I even do it with when I'm watching a television show. If something bothers me that I heard and I'm like, ooh, that's going to bug me, I'll change their words in my head. They probably meant it this way. This way feels better to me, right?
Yes, okay. Well, that sounds like fun.
there's a game right there everybody can do. Family night. We could do a new game show. Wouldn't that be fun, Tomas? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It would be fun to attribute words to people that they didn't actually say and rewrite the script. I love it.
Yes, I love it. Okay, how many people get a right to Tomas and let him know how many people want to play that game show with us or be a part of it?
And you can use that. Listeners can do that also with your Facebook feeds.
Yeah.
There's a political election in the United States coming up. In Canada, you just had one last year. There's a lot of people trolling people all over the world.
We can be the positive shifters.
Turn your feed on. Yes, exactly. And listeners, you can do this too. I love this. This is fun.
Yeah, creation is fun. And actually, that's one of the best ways, too, for any kind of negative mind chatter. You want to turn it around to something that's fun. Fun usually means it's uplifting, it's joyful, it's new, it's stimulating. That's what fun is. I think that, Tomas, you and I agree with that one. That's just,
Most definitely.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
And if you can make it fun, then it doesn't hurt anybody. And it makes you feel better. And this is something that, Lisa, that you've said throughout, and that you also mentioned on your show, Light on Living, you want to give people reasons to feel better. And there's so many ways that we can do that.
One of
the things that I want to do here in what time remains of the show is I want to say that this has been a lot of fun and we're not done.
So
Quick announcement, guys. Lisa will be joining me again in 3 weeks on Tuesday, January 28th, right here on Decide to Transform. And we'll continue talking about this very subject, self-talk transformation, talking yourself out of failure and into success. But between now and then, we're going to give you a little homework assignment. All right? We call it homework. This is your term, homework, that I love. Here we are on Om Times Radio, correct?
So yes.
The homework assignment is this, and this is self-reflection, but it's not super long here. What we'd like to do here is, guys, think of one thing, because Lisa's coming back in 3 weeks to join us again, and we'll talk about self-talk transformation, is what I'd like to do is have you think about one thing, one area of your life, or something that you say to yourself that's unserving, and it's something that you can honestly recognize that you say to yourself because it happens all of the time. And send me an email, tomas@tomasgarza.com, or you can send me a message on social media, or you can also send Lisa a message on Lisa Berry on Facebook as well. Don't mean to clog your message inbox, but
clog it up. I love it.
Clog it up. All right, excellent. All right. I didn't ask Lisa before I said that. But so hit us up on Facebook if we're connected. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to get some feedback from you all, the listeners, and we can then workshop these things live. Lisa can take you through your particular unhelpful mind chatter and give you lots of ideas and techniques for how you can turn that around in your life. And
I love that you said recognizable. So yes, easily recognizable can be in any area of life.
Most definitely, because this applies, what we're talking about applies broadly. And this will be in 3 weeks right here on Decide to Transform. So 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 Eastern, January 28th. And if you're following us on social media, we'll be all over social media, Facebook Live or in posts, and we'll keep you reminded of that. So, Lisa, this has been fun, a lot of fun. And any last advice for listeners or anything that you'd like to leave them with today?
I can absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. And the final note is, when you're doing your selection of thoughts, if it's valuable to you, then keep it, just like you would if you're going through your own items, your belongings, your physical things in your house or your purse or your whatever. If it's valuable, keep it. If it's not, let it go. And that's what we're going to focus on. So, yes, that's my – I hope you found this show of value, everybody. And I know that Tomas always offers valuable, helpful insights here. And thank you so much for having me as your first guest teacher in 2020.
Absolutely. Yes, it's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to having you come back in 3 weeks. All right. Woo. So, guys, this is something that I'm going to be doing from time to time here. I don't have a set timeline for it, but Lisa will be back on the 28th of January. And if it's valuable, keep it. And if it's not, let it go.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Aw, thanks, Tomas.
Absolutely. Thank you. And guys, we will see you next week, Tuesday, the 14th of January, here on Decide to Transform. Thank you, Lisa, for joining me as a first guest teacher. Guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, everyone.